You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up in our next hour, giving props. We'll give you the full breakdown of what you can go and pick sides on at BetQL.com for this week's contest. We can't wait for that. We gave out some advice last week, and hopefully helps some of you hit on some of your props. Right now, though, let's look at some props and futures presented by PropSwap. And we're going to look at some of our favorites available on the site, on the PropSwap website. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. The football players are here, and PropSwappers are cashing in. Find the best odds on PropSwap when you buy directly from other bettors. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. So there's a couple on the site we'll dive into here. I'm curious to start us off, you know, because you could scroll down and you could see on PropSwap what is available, what's being bought and sold. Curious what you'd rather invest in right now, or maybe sell off of if you had both. A Bengals ticket or a 49ers ticket, Joe? What do you think on that? I mean, two of the longer shots still alive in the NFL playoffs. Both are interesting. One with a team that's been there, one with a quarterback that we think might get there soon, if not this year. If you had to dive into one to buy on right now, or if you had both and you wanted to sell off the one, where would you go?
What sort of a value are you getting on a 49ers ticket right now? Well, I guess I'm taking a look here, and you can get some decent value. But, boy, if this thing goes to 10, you know what? If I'm playing the market like you're suggesting, and there's a possibility that Jimmy Garoppolo does not play, and even if he does play, it's going to be tough for them to win outright, I would try to get as much value as I could out of the San Francisco ticket, just thinking that there's a decent chance that Trey Lance is going to play. Interesting what Eric Eager said, that even if Lance is announced in, they've already made a semi-move on this. He doesn't think it gets past the number of 7. I tend to disagree with that, but I certainly could be wrong. See, I think there's a bigger downgrade from Jimmy Garoppolo down to Trey Lance than most. I wonder, the betting public would be all over the Packers, and that's not going to move the market. It depends what the sharper bettors would do there. But, we've talked about the mismatches between the Titans and the Bengals, and I do like the Titans in that matchup, but I would try to sell the Niners because the chances of them winning, it's pretty remote.
Aaron, what do you think? If you had to be on one.
I really just want to say neither. I don't think this. I like the Bengals more, but I don't think this is their year. Picking up one of these props is not something I would be looking to do right now. But if I had to pick one, it would probably be the Bengals. Joe Burrow is playing at a very high level. He's got some really good weapons.
But what about if you're selling one? Because you can play both sides. What if you have these tickets? Which one are you going to try to sell right now, since you don't like them to win?
Niners. Maybe. I feel like you could keep the Bengals. Like I would, if I had both, right? Let's play it out that way.
I
would
sell the Niners today. I don't see the Niners beating the Packers. This is a tough question because I just would not. I have zero interest in either.
I would sell the Niners today. I would hold the Bengals with the hope that their passing game gets them through and beats Tennessee. And then I would sell the Bengals next week. You get a better price next week. They're one game away from the Super Bowl. I mean, they've almost climbed the mountain anyway. They don't have to go through both Buffalo and Kansas City, just one of Buffalo, Kansas City. You know, that's how I would play it. I would sell the Niners now, get out of that ticket now, and I would hold on to the Bengals and hope because they have the better quarterback in the matchup. They have the better passing game in the matchup. You know, they could win that game.
I do have something I do like on this website.
Oh, what is it?
PropSwap. It's a parlay.
I knew
it. Green Bay Packers and Golden State Warriors, both to win the championships. Price is $40 to collect $372. I don't hate that. I'm just a very impatient person, so I don't know if I want to wait all the way.
That's a long wait. Yeah. You're waiting half a year.
If futures have taught me anything, it's patience, because that is not my strong point in life. But you've got to have patience when you're betting these futures.
You know, I've never done one of those. I always see those tickets that pop up around the end of a year, right? Someone will have NCAA football champion, Super Bowl champion, World Series, NBA Finals, and, like, they're waiting on the last leg. I guess it would be the World Series, maybe, if you're doing it in a calendar year or whatever it is. And yep. They obviously always pay out significantly, but like I love futures, like baseball team over win total, whatever, and awards for football. That is a long sweat. Like, think about how much has to go right. Like, imagine like you hit three of the four legs. You got to wait till the World Series is over to know if you hit that. That's a lot. It's a lot.
That's when you really want to step in and use prop swap, because what are the yes. chances that you're going to hit four title futures all in a row?
Right.
I've done those in the past. Never happened, because I'd be telling you about the 1,001 I hit or whatever right. the numbers would be. I've done them in the past. So when I've done them, it starts in April, because I want to start with the Masters. And I mix and match a bunch of them, because in the Masters, we know the group of 20 golfers that could win. So right. I would start with those 15 to 20 golfers and then mix and match your World Series, the next NFL champion, college football, NBA, whatever.
Oh.
But I would start with the Masters. So I think that would be fun to talk about in a couple months from now.
Yeah, I like that.
The Masters.
Yeah, the problem with this parlay, I mean, I do like it, but gosh, that's a long wait. For the Warriors, but pretty good chances that the Packers and the Warriors both win championships, so I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The concept and just looking through this, the PropSwap website as we talk through this, there's a lot here. There's parlays for this weekend.
I see someone trying to sell a Jonathan Taylor MVP ticket. Yeah, you better sell it. You better lower that price, buddy.
You should have sold that. See, that's the whole thing of this. Like, if you're going to hop on PropSwap, there's money to be made. Like, it's a marketplace. And if, Joe, I think you mentioned in the break before we came back, it's timing. And I think I said it to Paul there. I had the Micah Parsons ticket, and I think we talked about on the show that I cashed out, because I realized that when TJ Watt had that big game, second to last game of the season, he clinched mm-hmm. it. TJ Watt won the Defensive Player of the Year. So I was comfortable taking my cash out on Micah Parsons and getting out. But I also, like, when I put Micah Parsons at 30-1 and he became plus 250 within 3 weeks, that's a spot for prop swap. I probably could have jumped on there and I did the same thing.
So, like, but look, like, you could take a look at what the Jonathan Taylor tickets were going for at the end of December, early January, when he sure. was, when there was more buzz, versus now trying to get $785 for a ticket that is worth $40,000. Like, you're not going to get $785 because he's not going to win. But timing the market, figuring out, okay, the name's hot right now. Everybody's talking about it. What was that one touchdown game? Was it 3 or 4 he got? And that was the story of the NFL week, which was so ridiculous. And we called it out at the time. But that's when you sell. That's when you sell, when the market's hot on it.
So I just went quickly here. I wanted to look at odds in case I wanted to make one and then put it on PropSwap. You know, we were just kidding around about that long sweat for the titles. So I very quickly put together a five champion parlay between now and next national championship for the NCAA. So here's what I put together. There's one or so long shots, mostly favorites, though. So I put Packers, Warriors, okay. Auburn in NCAA basketball in March Madness, the San Francisco Giants, they're my biggest long shot in my mix, and I put Ohio State to win next year's college football title. Okay, so it's mostly favorites, right? Mostly good teams. Packers, Warriors, Auburn, Giants, Ohio State. $10 five-leg parlay wins $527,000.
Oh, Mike, what are the odds?
That
plus 527 for
that's
260.
Really good. You should just do that. You should just do that. And then post it on PropSwap.
So that's 53,000 to 1 odds.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the reasons I also start with the Masters, not only do you know the group of golfers that are likely right. to win, you're going to, whatever winning ticket you have, assuming you hit one, that you have one that's live, it's probably going to be maybe in the 10-20-1 range.
Right.
You know, so that's a nice leg to start with.
All right. I put John Rahm in to add to it to see what happened here. I'm not even sure if FanDuel will let me do it. I think we've gone too far.
It's not posting anything. I mean, you're already
you can't add another leg to it.
It says invalid. I wonder if I could put less money in.
Think of what the odds go from. You're ready. Take one of those other ones away, or one or two of them maybe.
Let me take Ohio State out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's five. Five is the most it will let me do. Five separate futures championship kind of legs.
Okay, with Rahm.
So I took out Ohio State. I put in Rahm, and we are at $770,000 on a $10.
Wow.
Could you imagine me? next baseball season if everything hit and the Giants are in the playoffs?
Man.
I got one for you guys.
All right, what'd you do?
Got Warriors, Bills.
Okay.
So this could be over this weekend. Finau at 30-1.
That's
Blue
over.
Jays. That's over.
Ooh, I like the Blue Jays leg. It's fun.
Kansas. I'll need a golf suggestion from Joe O. Blue Jays, Kansas, Alabama. With Finau right now, that is $1 to win $677,795.
I mean, you've got to do it. Just
I know, $1. Because I mentioned it. Now I have to.
We have to.
Yeah, I'm absolutely
this
putting
is
mine
fun.
In.
Now I want to look up one. Gosh.
See, and this is why the books love parlays.
Yes. Love us. Well, how many legs did you have, Paul?
Six.
That one? And it let you do
I've
six.
I've spent $1 yeah. on worse things than a parlay. At least it's you're getting some entertainment out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, the cool part is it's the long sweat. Like, if the Packers, if it starts with your NFL champion in 3 or 4 weeks, you feel like you've got
something.
And
if everyone's
it gives us
doing
something
one,
to
I'm
talk about
one.
All
yeah,
year.
Yeah, Jake. Yeah.
All right. You know what it's like if you hit the first one? It's like you ever have a perfect first day of the March Madness bracket? You're like, oh, I'm going to have yes. a perfect bracket. I've got it this year. And then you lose all the next day.
All right. I have Packers, Warriors, Jays, Morikawa at 12-1, and Kansas at 14-1. It's a $10 to win $600,000 and change.
We're in. What about the Illini?
Yeah,
you have to go to Indiana.
Yeah, I have to go to Indiana if I wanted to the Illini, unfortunately. Hate that.
Hope Odyssey's got a fresh crew for BetQL Daily next year.
We're entire
millionaires.
Man. Yeah, we're out.
These are
just
fun.
Some light parlay work on the show. See ya.
We did it.
Light
we beat the system. We figured out how to beat the system. We're good.
My favorite part is us with like we're speaking with this with some confidence. I mean, we couldn't hit most Monday Night Football parlays.
It's hard to hit one leg.
Of course it is. I mean, we're projecting a season that we don't even know when baseball is going to happen. Like, you know, we're giving World Series champions. They haven't got the spring training. All right, a lot to do, including prop swap. Including our giving props next hour as we give our favorite props for this weekend. We'll tell you all about it. Prop Swappers, where America buys and sells sports bets. The football playoffs are here, and Prop Swappers are cashing in. Find the best odds on Prop Swap when you buy directly from other bettors. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. We're back on the other side on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.